from sunshine or rain. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand.
Lord, make me Christ-like, whatever it takes. The steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delighteth in his way. Shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. For the Lord upholdeth him.
Blessed Bible, how I love it, how it doth my bosom cheer. Whatever thank is to covet, oh, what stores of wealth are here. Blessed Bible, how I love it, how it doth my bosom cheer. Whatever thank is to covet, oh, what stores of wealth are here. Tis a fountain ever bursting, whence the weary may obtain water for the soul that's thirsting, that it may not thirst again. Blessed Bible, how I love it, how it doth my bosom cheer. What hath earth like this to covet, oh, what stores of wealth are near. Tis a charge that never faileth, one which God to man has given. And though oft the storm assaileth, it will guide you safe to heaven. Blessed Bible, how I love it, how it doth my bosom cheer. What hath earth like this to covet, oh, what stores of wealth are here. Tis a pearl of price exceeding all the gems in ocean found, and its sacred precepts heeding, so shall you in grace abound. Blessed Bible, oh, what stores of wealth are here.
Sat alone beside the highway begging. His eyes were blind, the light he could not see. He clutched his rags as he shivered in the shadows. Then Jesus came and bade his darkness flee. When Jesus comes, the tempest's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay. So men today have found the Savior able. They could not conquer passion, lust, and sin. Their broken hearts had left them sad and lonely. Then Jesus came and dwelt himself within. When Jesus comes, the tempter's power is broken. When Jesus comes, all tears are wiped away. He takes the gloom and fills the life with glory. For all is changed when Jesus comes to stay.
All right, one more, then we're going to get with some videos.
Someone's crying.
crying, Lord, kumbaya.
Amen. Good to have you here, all you that are online here. Let me check here. 52 of you right now are on. And boy, last week we had some good numbers there for people that were live. We had about 120 people live last week. Whoops. Hey, that's my favorite song almost right there. That's my theme song. Had it running. So anyway, so we had that on there, and it was a blessing to have about 120 people on there last week live, which was good. You know, I tried to warn everybody about Trump years ago when he first came out. I did a lot of broadcasts, and I told people that that's exactly what he was, and we're going to get into that here today. I'm going to start you with an intro video that Brother Andrew put together for me here, and we'll just get it started. There's some other videos that he's going to be, hopefully there's another video that he's downloading, but I got some other stuff. We're going to take a trip down OPBC memory lane here. We're going to back the Trump train up, and we're going to back her on up. Back that Trump train on up here. We're going to back her on up a little bit. We're going to take that Trump train on back a little bit, and we're going to go back a few years, and I'm going to do some reminding. I'm going to remind you of some things, okay? And so we're going to back that Trump train up a little bit. And see what we find. You know? So we'll see what we come up with here. I think it's important to remember one thing. I think it's important to remember that as of right now, Trump's going to leave the office with the swamp in complete control. Swamp. Okay? What do I mean by that? Well, they run the House. They got the Senate. And they got the presidency. The Republican Party is in shambles. The sodomite movement is on top of both parties. And I can honestly say, you got trumped. Let me put on my fancy headphones.
I kind of told you that we're getting trumped a long time ago.
I believe a lot of people got trumped.
He's gonna sell you out. He's gonna sell you out. He's gonna sell you out. He's gonna sell you out.
That this is all a game to these people.
I believe the religious right has been trumped by Trump. I believe America's been trumped by Trump. And that we're going to get trumped by Donald Trump.
And the people that hear it would break free from this mind control game.
But many of them are willing to sell out biblical principles to support Donald Trump and nearly worship the man.
It's nothing more than a game with them, and they're mocking you.
Pastors have a responsibility when something like that happens to deal with that. And when they don't, they're, you know, it's not good.
I tried to warn you what he was and what he'd do and all that kind of stuff.
It's not good at all. It leads people astray. It leads people to follow these people.
Two groups of people that you had to either follow one side or the other. And if you didn't, who were you? Well, you were Jesus Christ, and then you were crucified. Got it? See how it worked?
No religious leader should ever question a man's spirituality or... Okay, stop.
What?
What do you mean?
Yeah, you are watching the great falling away before our eyes.
Some of these people and their absolute allegiance to Donald Trump makes me want to vomit.
If you weren't part of their systems, then you're just wrong. And what did Jesus come? Straight through the middle with the law of God. He said, no, I don't, no, you're wrong, and you're wrong. And this is the truth of the scriptures.
He's not. He's going to sell you out.
Millions of people followed a multitude to do evil.
And he said that he would destroy nations for murdering the babies, the shedding of innocent blood, and for homosexuality.
No, I don't support Barack Obama. No, I don't support Hillary Clinton.
Do these things right before their and funding Planned Parenthood.
You were thrown into two systems, right? And you were ping-ponged in there, and then you just chose one. Because you were told that's your only choice. These two are your only choice. That's it. Just these two. There's no other choice. These two.
How is he a Christian if he's never repented and put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ?
No, I don't believe that their agenda is right. And no, let's just get all that out in the open. No, I'm not a Fox. I'm not a Democrat working for George Soros.
I think Trump was nothing more than the Jesuits.
All at the same time, and these evangelicals are acting like... Wait a minute.
Where's the Christian right coming out and saying, we condemn our president doing that? When? When's the last time? Everything is okay, like, this guy is good and he's on our side. No, he's not.
You are a mind control experiment. That's exactly what you have been. That's what the American politics are. That's what the electorate is. It's nothing more than a mind control experiment.
Christians are compromising for Donald Trump. Those are sin, and many others, but those are sins that destroy a nation.
No, I don't support the Democrat agenda.
When you start to learn the truth of this, instead of being mad at the preacher that brings you the truth, you ought to be mad at the devil and the fact that you were deceived by him.
A supporter of Donald Trump than you are a Christian. I mean, how could you make a comment like that? Can I remind you that Donald Trump had hands laid on him by Paula White, the biggest religious whore out there, like the most whorish, wicked, slutty woman you could ever find in your life.
This sermon is called Trump, Delusion of Choice, Hypnotized by the Hegelian Dialectic.
But religious right people and a lot of Baptists will just overlook completely everything that man says and does almost because they think he's holding up their platform.
The Bible says very clearly, thou shalt not follow a multitude to do evil, neither shalt thou speak in a cause to decline after many to rest judgment.
2 Corinthians is the whole ballgame to true God of your life, isn't it? 2 Corinthians is the whole ballgame.
This game of chess that the devil is playing.
And he said he'd never repented, and all these people are calling him a Christian.
Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. Follow the truth of the scriptures.
Amen. All right, there we go. Whoops, it's going to play again on me. So excited, it wants to play twice. Tell me that ain't awesome. Let me see here. All right, I got another video to show you. Actually, I got a few, okay? So you're just going to have to hang on for the ride on the Trump train. Woo! Oh, man. By the way, that's right, Brother Paul. I've been saying the same thing I said for years. Same thing. All right, here we go. Let's see. All right. This one is one of my personal favorites. Okay. Here we go. Here we go with a Coolio favorite right here on the Trump train. Backing up that Trump train, putting her in reverse. Here we go.
Place them with those that aren't.
There is a statement which you made in that book, which has been often quoted, and I want to make sure that I quote it accurately here today. It relates to the taking of life. And I quote, "The intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong." That was a statement that you included in your book, correct?
I believe so.
I believe so, too. How could you square that statement with legal abortion?
Senator, as the book explains, the Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe versus Wade that a fetus is not a person for purposes of the 14th Amendment. And the book explains that.
Do you accept that?
That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land, Senator. Yes.
Thank you for that clarification.
The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights.
A fetus is not a person for purposes of the 14th Amendment.
All right, Pastor Jason Cooley here with OPBC Online. This is going to be a special type of a report here, and I'm going to call this the Trumped Chronicles, because I hate to say that I told you so, but I really did tell you so. We tried to tell you that nothing was going to change pretty much with Trump, that things were going to all kind of be the same, and that it was going to be a mess. Now, this first Trumped Chronicle, I'm going to do a couple of them today here, and we're going to record them and put them online here for you. But this first one I want to deal with is the intro video that you just saw, okay? You just saw coming in Neil Gorsuch, the Supreme Court nominee that Trump chose. And listen to what the article says, but listen to what he said. I mean, think about what this man said. During his second day of questioning for his Senate...
Hold on. Let me pause young Coolio. Let me pause him for a minute. And let me give you a little bit of a reminder here, children's. Okay. Does it matter if you're wearing the NWO red and black or the white NWO, the white and the black NWO? Does it matter who you pick or who you choose if you're all going to do the same thing? Does it matter? Does it matter? Right? Do you get it? Do you get it? Do you get the fact that it doesn't matter which, if you choose the red or the other one, if you're both going to choose people that say, "Senator, I believe in following the law. I believe that fetus is not a child. It's not a life." Get it? Get it? Great! Your favorite pro wrestler got in. Hollywood Hogan, Trump got in. But who cares? He did the same thing. Why is this so difficult? But Trump had three Supreme Court justices. You know, I actually had to remind myself, because I've been in a bit of a fog for a few years because of some depression, anxiety, and other issues that we won't go into today. I had to remind myself of all this again. Because, and sharpen myself up on that and build my resolve back stronger, because it's like, wait a minute. We already talked about this. And guess what? They didn't really do anything different. Yeah, Trump got three Supreme Court justices in, but what did they all stand for? Not the truth. Push the same agenda.
Confirmation hearing. Trump's U.S. Supreme Court nominee, Neil Gorsuch, said that he accepts Roe v. Wade as the law of the land, and its opinion that a fetus is not a person. Okay, stop there for a second. Let me ask you. Who believes that? Really? A fetus is not a person. Now, you remember when we talked about Donald Trump, the Trump PSYOP, and all those other things, when Donald Trump was supposed to be voted for by all the conservative Christians because he was going to overturn Roe v. Wade, or he was going to get the Supreme Court for us and going to get people on there that would, you know, make abortion illegal again and all these other things. Well, what happened? Nothing. What's his nominee say? Hey, that's law. You just live with it, right? That's the law. You just live with it. You know, this reminds me of George W. Bush when he put in his John Roberts there, the Supreme Court Justice there, Roberts, and he voted in Obamacare.
Are you not catching a pattern here? You got trumped. Okay, that's what happened. You got trumped. Okay, so on Wednesday, Senator Dick Durbin asked Gorsuch about a sentence in his book, The Future of Assisted Suicide and Euthanasia, in which he concluded that all human beings are intrinsically valuable and the intentional taking of human life by private persons is always wrong. Okay, stop. That sounds great, doesn't it? That sounds absolutely wonderful. I mean, that's great. That is wonderful news that he would say something like that. I'm excited about that. That's a blessing. Oh, but wait. He didn't stop there. What happened? He kept going. What did he keep going with? What did he say? Well, as you heard, how could you square that statement with legal abortion? Durbin inquired. Gorsuch, currently a judge with the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, posited that abortion is different because the unborn are not legally recognized as people. Senator, as the book explains, he said, the Supreme Court of the United States has held in Roe v. Wade that a fetus is not a person for purposes of the 14th Amendment.
A fetus is not a person for purposes of the 14th Amendment.
And that book explains that, Gorsuch replied. Do you accept that? Durbin asked. That's the law of the land. I accept the law of the land, Senator. Yes, Gorsuch answered firmly. Oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that wonderful? He just told you that a baby is not a person. So why again do we care that the Republican Party is pro-life? Why again do we care about that when they don't do anything about it? When that guy just told you, he just told you, well, that's not even a real person. I accept the court's definition. That's not a real person. I don't accept the court's definition. That's not a real person. But he does. And that's Trump's nominee, and that's why you got trumped. That's the reason why. As previously reported on Tuesday, Gorsuch told Senate Judiciary Committee Chairman Chuck Grassley that he believes Roe v. Wade is precedent and has been repeatedly reaffirmed, and that a good judge should treat it accordingly. I think the case most people are thinking about right now, and the case that every nominee gets asked about, is Roe v. Wade. Can you tell me whether Roe was decided correctly? Grassley asked. Senator, I would tell you that Roe versus Wade, decided in 1973, is the precedent of the United States Supreme Court. It has been reaffirmed. Gorsuch replied emphatically, the reliance, interest, considerations are important there, and all the other factors that go into analyzing precedent have to be considered. It is a precedent of the United States Supreme Court. It was reaffirmed in Casey in 1992 and in several other cases, he repeated. So a good judge will consider it as the precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthiest treatment of precedent like any other. When asked by Senator Dianne Feinstein to expound on his views regarding precedent, he explained that once a case is settled, that adds to the determinancy of the law. What was once a hotly contested issue is no longer a hotly contested issue. We move forward, Gorsuch said. Isn't that wonderful?
Right, so wait a minute. So why? Wait a minute. So why again? Were we that worried about Roe v. Wade? Why again were we that worried about any of these people? Why were we worried about voting Republican and getting Trump in there? When the people that they put up in there, listen, there are gatekeepers in every single important place to ensure that nothing stops the juggernaut of the Antichrist United States government. That nothing makes any changes to restore the republic. This is the first case in point.
F- Feinstein then inquired if he considered Roe v. Wade to be super precedent, meaning that it is so ingrained in the legal system that it would be significantly difficult to overturn. It has been reaffirmed 44 times, I can say that, Gorsuch, known for ruling in favor of the popular craft chain Hobby Lobby, replied. While some have stated that Gorsuch had to answer in such a manner in order to be confirmed, 2016 America's Party presidential candidate Tom Hoffling wrote on social media on Thursday that those who claim the name of Christ should proclaim truth no matter what the cost. That's right, they should. Absolutely, he's right about that. I'm not supporting that man. I'm just telling you that he's right about what he said. Here's the point, friend. Here's this guy that Trump puts up, and you were told, you must vote for Trump. You must vote Republican. You must vote for that, for the Supreme Court. We need to take the Supreme Court. Why? Because, like, we wouldn't have Obamacare? We had it anyway. The head justice of the Supreme Court voted, and he was a Bush nominee. Listen, they're two wings of the same bird. You got trumped. You got told that something was going to be different when it wasn't. And you got warned, as Donald Trump said there was good things about Planned Parenthood. I reported on all that stuff. Donald Trump said there was good things about Planned Parenthood, all those other things. Look, this nominee is a joke, okay? This whole situation is a big joke. It's sad. He says, well, it's already decided law. Now, many Christians stated that their primary reason for voting for Trump as president was because they believed he would appoint justices that would overturn Roe v. Wade. Some had remarked that they desired a judge similar to the late Anton Scalia. Scalia, however, noted during his tenure that he opposed both the complete abolition of abortion as well as requiring legalization. He said the Constitution does not require a state to ban abortion, as he believes the 14th Amendment only applies to those who have been born. Now, he's a Catholic, okay? I don't agree with any of those guys, okay? I think that they are all wicked as hell, okay? So all these Supreme Court justice heroes that they had and everything else, when you find out at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you put in. It's not going to matter, okay? They're going to do what they want to do. Trump is no different. He's not some outsider that was going to come in and everything was going to be changed. Everything was going to be different and everything was going to be better with Trump. Look at his nominee. Look what he said. He said a fetus is not a person. That's what he said. Plain and simple. So in other words, sadly, you got Trump.
Oh, well, I can't argue with that logic, can you? So, let's see here. So far, what we've come to, right, is that every single thing that we've seen right now so far has been warned about years ago. All right? Let's see. That was the Trumped Chronicle from 2017. What did I do with that other one? Hang on a second. There it is. Put that one over there. Let's get that back up there. Okay, there we go. All right, here we go. So far what you see, and I know I'm doing a lot of videos and reviewing, but I want you to remember that we predicted this kind of, that this thing was going to blow up, that it was going to be bad. Not exactly how it would, but that it was going to turn out bad.
Well, good morning or good afternoon. I don't know, whatever, wherever you're at in the world or whenever you hear this. You know, this whole thing of Donald Trump, the president of the United States, and the religious right, it really bothers me. I did a show a long time ago, a podcast, whatever you want to call it, on is Trump the next Constantine? And I happen to believe he really is, in a lot of ways.
By the way, let me ask you a question. Was I right about that? Was I right about... Now, this was November 23rd, 2018. So it was over... It was 3 years ago almost. Actually, it was... Yeah, 2 years ago. Sorry. 2 years ago in like 3 or 4 months. But was I right about that? Was he the... How... Okay. So let me ask you a question, class. I'm going to play the Jeopardy music for you is what I'm going to do, okay? I want to ask you, how was Trump the next Constantine? Hey, if you can answer how Trump was the next Constantine and you live in America here, because I can't ship overseas, it's just too hard, I'll ship you a book for free. Tell me, how was Trump? If you're in America, answer this question. How was Trump like Constantine? What's one of the major ways? Come on, this is an easy one. If you understand, some of you haven't been listening to Baptist history. If you listen to Baptist history, come on now. Jacob, you could buy me a book. All right? He did subvert the Christians. You're right about that. But here's the thing they did. He sent money through the PPP loans, and he sent money to all these churches, and he supported all these churches through tax dollars. You think about that. All these churches got tax money. When did I come out with that broadcast? In 2017, my broadcast, my video was called Trump, Is Trump the Next Constantine? 2018, a year later, I talked about it with the religious right. In 2020, he sent money to all those churches. He also pushed an ecumenical movement within the churches.
I can't figure out, well, I can. The religious right is willing, and evangelical Christians, they are willing to sell out their principles, many of them, not all of them now. I'll be careful about that. But many of them are willing to sell out.
And that's correct, by the way, by associating himself with Christianity. Trump knew that he could ride that Trump train into Christianity, and they were going to fall. I'm telling you what, Trump looks at people, especially all the ding, ding, ding-a-ling, ding, ding, ding-a-ling, ding, ding, ding-a-ling, all those guys, he looks at them. No one believes that Trump wears that stupid, ugly hat, that he actually believes in that stupid, ugly, red trucker hat that somebody picked up at a truck stop somewhere. The worst possible design you could ever have, the biggest trucker ding 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 a ling ding 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 a ling ding 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 a ling hat that you could absolutely find. Okay? I'm telling you, the most I'm eating at a greasy pit, really bad truck stop that's gonna give me diarrhea when I get in my big old rig. And God's going to cut you down. And I'm singing that music, and I'm getting in my big old rig, and I'm getting down there, and I'm telling you what, he wore that stupid hat, and he had everybody going ding, ding, ding-a-ling, ding, ding, ding-a-ling, ding, ding, ding-a-ling. I'm telling you, I know what I'm talking about. And he's laughing at everybody. He's absolutely laughing at all those people right now. Because who went to jail? Who's getting arrested? And who did he hand over? I'm telling you right now. You can not like it all you want to, but I'm telling you, he absolutely straight up mocks them. If you think that billionaire really, really cares like that about, you're nuts, man. You just, I'm telling you. And he got that, he got that group of people. He got them good. And it's guys like my dad's age. Those 50 to 70 year olds. He got some young ones too, I know. But them 50 to 70 year olds, the ones that get up and vote and do it, I mean, he got them. And you want to talk about getting them. Man, did he get them good. Don't worry. I'm working on the locker up video right now. Hang on a second. I'm telling you. It's just. So 2017, I said he was the next Constantine, or is Trump the next Constantine? And I believed he was back then. 2018 came along saying the same thing.
Biblical principles to support Donald Trump and nearly worship the man. I'm sorry, but some of these people and their absolute allegiance to Donald Trump makes me want to vomit. It's like you can't be intellectually honest or scripturally honest about this man, and that drives me nuts. I'm sorry. It is absolutely crazy. And no, I don't have some Trump deranged syndrome. I understand the right-left paradigm. I actually understand the difference between conservative...
And how many people before Trump came along had been done with the right-left paradigm? By the way, and you got that little agent provocateur? You got that little agent provocateur? Alex Jones that was at that event? He was up there at the Capitol at that event too. And all these people, Alex Jones, the guy that used to preach against the right-left paradigm, used to preach against all those things. Used to preach against all those things. Alex Jones did. Used to preach hard against all that. And what did he do? Brought it all in. Went all in for the Trumpster.
Principles. No, I'm not a liberal. Let me get it started here. No, I don't support Barack Obama. No, I don't support Hillary Clinton. No, I don't support the Democrat agenda. No, I don't believe that their agenda is right. And no, let's just get all that out in the open. No, I'm not a Fox. I'm not a Democrat working for George Soros. No, I'm not. I mean, I have to go through the whole laundry list of things for people because most of them become completely insane. Most of the people, the only thing they think about Donald Trump is they believe like the deep state controls the news media, except they don't control Fox News.
Now, that was back then. Then they all changed after Fox News turned on them. Yeah, you think lock her up was actually like lock the church up, or what do you think that was? Let me see. Let me find. Hang on, let me. I hate it when that happens. Hang on a second. I'm looking for something. Let me play this guy. This guy. Laughing all the time. What's up with that coolie guy laughing all the time anyway?
Okay. Anyway, all right. That's laughable, okay? Because first of all, the deep state, all the state is deep, okay? All of the state
is deep. Now, I understand there's people out there that want to protect a narrative of what Donald Trump fights, because he's fighting insanely crazy Democrat people out there that you know, all those things. Okay, I get it, okay? I get all that, and I get the people are psycho, okay? And they are. I get all that, okay? But there's a bigger picture here. I'm watching Christians. I saw a Christian, a fundamental Baptist Christian, very strong historic Baptist Christian that believes in good, strong doctrine, okay? I'm not talking about somebody that's like a fly-by-night guy that doesn't believe the Bible. This is a guy that believes the Bible, and he is supporting they put a meme on of Donald Trump, of a quote that Donald Trump made. No religious leader should ever question a man's spirituality. Or okay, stop. What? What do you mean? And he liked this thing and put it on as positive. And I asked the person, I said, are you a supporter? Are you a Christian over supporting Donald Trump? Or are you more of a supporter?
Do you know how many times this has got people so angry with me when I come out about this and I talk about this? I got to a point in my own life where I was like, when it came to this stuff, that I was not going to fall for the you're scared into voting for Trump. I just didn't get scared into voting for him. You know, I could see where, like, the pressure, I could see where people do, though. I get it, and I'm not mad at anybody. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just telling you, they're mad at me. Those people get mad at me. I don't get mad at them for voting for Trump. I have them come on my Facebook page and they get ticked because I say something. Supporter of Donald Trump than you are a Christian. I mean, how could you make a comment like that? Of course we're supposed to look. Of course we're supposed to examine the fruit of someone and figure out whether they are saved or not. Now, no, we can't have a perfect understanding of everything. I'm not talking about that. I'm saying, are you serious? Like, how in the world could you think that that's a problem? And by the way, can I remind you that Donald Trump had hands laid on him by Paula White, the biggest religious whore out there, like the most whorish, wicked, slutty woman you could ever find in your life. Some of you won't like that. I get it. It's okay. I can live with it. She is a whore. Okay? She has false doctrine that lead people to hell. Now, these are his religious advisors. But religious
I'm telling you, and when you tell Trump supporters that about Paula White, they literally just ignore it. It goes right over their head and it matters not to them. Trump, not Biden. Trump, not Hillary. Yeah, but he's doing the same things. Trump, not Biden. Trump, not Hillary. Yeah, but he's doing the same things. Trump, not Biden. Trump, not Hillary. Yeah, but seriously, it's like the same stuff. Like, he's doing the same. Trump, not Biden. Trump, not Hillary. Trump, not Biden. Trump, not Hillary. Oh, radical elephants. Oh, radical elephants. They can't, like, they can't. Orange man, good.
White people and a lot of Baptists will.
By the way, I'm just saying, don't be mad at me. I've been saying the same thing since the beginning of the Trump train. Choo choo! When the Trump train pulled out, when the Trump train pulled off the tracks out of the station, I've been saying the same thing the whole time. Choo choo!
Just overlook completely everything that man says and does, almost, because they think he's holding up their platform. He's not. He's going to sell you out, okay? Because he's a politician. He's going to do whatever works for him and whatever keeps him in office.
What? He's gonna sell him out? He's not going to sell anybody out.
I suppose, and I suspect, that the worst of Donald Trump's platform, the worst of his presidency, will be the last 2 years of his election.
I think... Oh, whoa, that was a good prediction. Let's back up to that a little bit.
Keeps him in office. I suppose, and I suspect, that the worst of Donald Trump's platform, the worst of his presidency, will be the last 2 years of his election if he gets in again the next year. Okay, no, I don't believe his wife is a transgender. I'm sorry. I don't believe she is.
I must have been making fun of Carl there. I don't know, maybe.
I'm sorry. I'm not on the whole everybody's a transgender, but we all have opinions.
Still nailing the Carls out there that are weirdos. Is that you, Carl? Are you Lucky Santa Jello or whatever?
But I'm telling you the whole doctrine that ties us all.
Don't you like that new... Oh, man. Let me see if I can find it. Let's see. Hang on. Oh, I hate that. Let's see. Never mind.
It's all together. Let's keep going. Anyway, but I... I'm not being mean to you, okay? Just take it with a grain of salt, all right? Here's the thing, okay? We're watching... I truly believe that Christians have to sell their principles to hardcore... follow these people like Donald Trump. They have to sell out their principles. I understand I'm not electing a pastor. Yeah, I've been through all that. I get that, okay? I get that, okay? But I want you to take a look at some of this, the right-left paradigm and what's going on here with this, because guys like Alex Jones and everybody else have single-handedly popped people back in the right-left paradigm completely. And what it's done is it's caused people not to think biblically anymore. Look, I don't care if you voted for Donald Trump, okay? If you did and you thought that was the right decision to make, I get it. I tried to warn you what he was and what he would do and all that kind of stuff. And that's fine. But you did, all right? And I'm not better than you. I'm not smarter than you. I'm not saying any of that, okay? But my point is that there's compromise that's coming with this. Christian right and religious people are compromising. Christians are compromising for Donald Trump in a lot of ways. To post a meme like that and to post it, I see this weird, like, reverence for Donald Trump. Like, this man is a praying man. This is the same man that a couple years ago said that he had never repented. I don't have that relationship with God. I don't even have that relationship with God. Me and God, we're good. I don't even do that. I don't think of God like that. That's what he said. Right? You know, that's what he said. And he said he'd never repented, and all these people are calling him a Christian. How is he a Christian if he's never repented and put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ? And listen to this. I don't hear any of you guys. When's the last time you guys condemned Donald Trump having that Hindu-India ceremony that he had the other day and said, you know, that's not good. If you're a Christian, you shouldn't be doing that. When's the last time any of you did that? I never see you guys intellectually honest about that and say something bad that, you know what? Our president, if he's a Christian, should not have been a part of that. He should not have been doing that ceremony. He didn't have to do that ceremony. Donald Trump doesn't have to do anything he doesn't want to do unless he's pushed to do it by outside forces. But nobody said anything. 2 Corinthians, it's the whole ballgame. True God for life, isn't it? 2 Corinthians, the whole ballgame. Right? Pagan Hinduism, thank you. That's what he... Wait a minute. Where's the Christian right coming out and saying, we condemn our president doing that? When? When's the last time? See, that is a pagan ceremony. Come on, folks. God's people need to be honest. Okay, you voted for him. You thought it was the right thing to do. I voted for some politicians around here. Thought it was the right thing to do, okay? All right? I know, but you got to be honest. Call a spade and call something out. You're losing a lot of credibility with people when people see this. You know, and we're losing a lot of credibility here. Christians are going to lose credibility by not being honest about these things. I'm telling you, God's people need to be honest about that. And I believe the religious right has been trumped by Trump. I believe America's been trumped by Trump. See, they pushed this whole thing. What happened? Well, Obama was a limp-wristed, possibly homosexual. Probably. But that's another story. Okay? And he really, the fervor of real men, like, rose up the anger. Because they were like, this stinks. You know, this guy is limp-wristed. He doesn't talk like a man. We want a man. So in came the WWE wrestler Donald Trump, who fought Vince McMahon at WrestleMania. Anyway, so when he fought Vince McMahon at WrestleMania, he won, right? So then he comes in and he plays that guy. And then he kind of ham and egged it up a little bit and got all these people to vote for him and build up that religious white anger of the right. And is it legitimate? Well, sure, there's some legitimate defrauding out there. I absolutely 100% believe that. There's some legitimate things that are going on out there that are not right, that you know, white people are the enemy all of a sudden, and all white males especially. I absolutely agree with that. There's also a white power structure that's Jesuit ran, which is another story that we don't have time to talk about. However, here's the thing. This is fomented, and what's it doing? It's pitting people against each other. That's what the whole thing is doing. It's pitting people against each other. And I'm going to tell you, Christians, you better be careful. This whole border thing, you just remember, if a border can keep people out, it can keep people in. Remember that. And you say, well, Donald wouldn't do that. And maybe not. Maybe Donald wouldn't do that. Maybe the next president will be the guy to do that. Do you ever think about that? Maybe that's what this is all about. Anyway, food for thought, something to think about. You know, I want you to understand what I want people to understand this world, what biblical Christianity is. I don't want them to be deceived by it and think what Donald Trump is pushing is biblical Christianity. Because if you think holding on to pagan ceremonies and like we all come together in this, no, actually we don't. We don't all come together in those ceremonies.
By the way, did you see what I talked about there? And do you see what they pushed? Was they pushed that white hate. They pushed that they're pushing that white-black paradigm. So what'd they do? They got all these black people and all these other BLM people and all these other people kind of rioting in the summertime and Antifa and all these other groups coming together, and they got them all rioting. They got them all going. They got them all charged up, got them all ready to go, right? And then they set up these people at the Trump rally. They set them up. I'm going to show you some evidence. I told you guys that this was a setup. I told you guys that there's no way. I said this yesterday, and I'm pretty sure I said it Friday. I said there's no way that the government did not know that Antifa or Black Lives Matter or whatever agent provocateurs, that they weren't there. And I'm going to show you that they knew it. It was just released this morning that they absolutely knew it. And this is all a setup, but it's not a setup to silence Donald Trump. It's a setup to silence you. That's what it's about. These people are over, they are egotistical, overinflated, cartoon characters, overinflated with self-importance, and just cartoon characters. None of them are real. They got no principles, they got no morals, they're a bunch of dogs. And they knew it. They knew it.
We're not all worshiping the same God. They might be, but we're not. We're not.
I'm pretty sure I told you, too, 2 or 3 years ago that they were fomenting a race war. And that's exactly what they were doing. They were pushing that race war card. They were pushing it.
We don't worship that, those false gods. We have the God Jehovah and his son Jesus Christ.
Okay, by the way, I'm going to finish this because this is good. But listen. Oh, never mind. I want you to think about this. What did I tell you the only people that ever make things go boom, who are they always connected to? Whether they're Muslims or whoever they are, there's only one group of people, when they're connected to it, they always make things go boom. Carl, I'm telling you, you pay attention so well. You always do, Carl. Man, if you were here right now, I'd smack you in the back of the head right now. That's right, Carl. Anytime anybody gets connected to the FBI or the CIA or the intelligence community, Mossad, I don't care who you're, Jesuit, all of them. When they do, they make things go boom. If you get connected to the FBI, then you make things go boom. That's just how it works. That's how it works. Okay, let's finish this, and we're going to get to the boom.
Christ, the blessed three in one. Amen. And the Bible says, repent and believe the gospel of Jesus Christ. You can find my videos on that if you're not saved. I want you to be saved if you're not. But I listen, I'm just talking to you about this because I believe it's important. And intellectually, to be honest, we got to be important, okay? We got to be right. This is important that we get this right, okay? And so anyway, go back and listen. You can listen. I preached hypnotized by the Hegelian dialectic. Go back and listen to that sermon. I talked about Trump. I did a Trump series. I haven't done them in a while, but I'm kind of back to doing a little bit of that. And I'll probably look for more videos, look for more live videos. We'll be doing some more. I've got a lot of stuff coming out with Creation to Christ Ministries that we're starting, that we're doing here.
Man, I didn't finish that. I got to get going on that. I've got so many videos I want to do on creation and everything, and I kind of put it all on pause. Just the way my brain works sometimes. God allowed it to happen, so we'll just go with it. But that's the way it was.
Right now, a lot of things happening. I want to do a lot of apologetics videos, a lot to help people with it.
I still want to do those, too. Never enough time.
The saints out there. You're going to see some new street preaching videos, and you're going to see some...
Okay, so we'll stop there. That's just me talking about all kinds of other crazy stuff. Okay?
Things from us.
All right. Now... You ready to hear about things that go boom? All right, here we go. All right. Internal memo. FBI memo warns of armed protest plans in all state capitals. That's not the one I'm looking for. Let me see. That wasn't the one. Although that's a good one. Oh, I just sent it. By the way, that's a setup. This right here is a setup also. It's a setup to make us all look bad. That's what they're doing, them little dirty, rotten people. But looky here. Looky what I found. Just today, it came right into me lap. Look at this. I said this 2 days ago, but I had no actual, like, straight-up proof.
It can be hard to see what's possible.
What?
But the possibilities become...
Get out of here, weirdos. Look at this. Okay. The FBI extremists. Okay, let's see. Let's back up. The Justice Department has charged more than a dozen people. The FBI visited extremists ahead of Capitol riots, urged them not to travel to D.C. All right, now, think about that. Think about that now. Okay, wait a minute. Wait. You mean the FBI knew these people were coming? And they went up to them, and they knew they were extremists. They went up and said, now, whatever you do, don't you show up in D.C. and cause trouble. I told you they knew it was happening. They knew it. It's unclear at this point how many extremists were contacted and how far in advance of January 6th. Pro-Trump protesters stormed the Capitol on January 6th, sending Congress into recess and the Capitol building into lockdown as members attempted to certify the results of the presidential election in favor of President-elect Biden. The president spoke earlier in the day. Let me get this on here because they're a bunch of perverts. It's unclear at this point. Okay, let's see. The president spoke earlier in the day in Washington at a rally to supporters, by the way, which wasn't illegal, wasn't extreme, and wasn't crazy. He further pressured Vice President Pence to act on his own to decertify the results of the election and send them back to the states. Pence, before the joint session of Congress began, said he did not believe under the Constitution that he had the authority to unilaterally accept or reject electoral votes. As members of the House and Senate debated and raised objections to certain electoral votes, both chambers were that Washington police said the riot at Capitol resulted in 5 deaths. Okay. And Trump said that rally was going to be wild. NBC News first reported that the FBI visited extremists planning to attend the pro-Trump rallies and reported that the FBI warned Capitol Police of potential violence that day. The FBI did not immediately respond to Fox News requests. Despite warnings about pro-Trump demonstrators in Washington, Capitol Police did not plan to bolster staffing and did not anticipate the demonstration would escalate into a massive violent riot. Right? By the way, and then you have one of the officers that committed suicide. See, you're thinking just Pelosi and you're thinking the deep state, and I'm telling you all of them. Hey, we got 120 people on here. We've got 48 likes. If you would, please give it a thumbs up, share it, and let's get those, let's get that traffic moved up there. Let's get the truth out there to as many people as we can. Okay? We only got 48 likes on there. We can get that up. Unless you're really mad at me. That's okay. Okay. So here's what I'm saying to you, okay? What I'm saying to you is that I really believe they were all in on it. I said yesterday from my pulpit, you're not going to tell me that those people didn't get close enough to the president of the United States and that intelligence didn't know about that, that they didn't know what was happening. You'll never convince me that they didn't know about that, that all of them didn't know about that. Trump is too in on it. Trump played a cartoon character, and he fulfilled his purpose. And it's high time you get your stinking blinders off and figure that out. But whatever, you don't have to agree with me. I don't care. I'm not mad at you. I'm just telling you. He did. He did know about it. And Trump's not a victim. He's not a victim. Look at the narrative of everything and the way it's going down, and you'll realize Trump's not a victim. He's not. I personally think Trump's going to get paid very well to do what he's doing. But, hey, you could disagree. I don't care. All I know is that the only thing that's going to happen to Trump is nothing. Nothing of any consequence. Right? Nothing of any consequence. That's the truth. Trump is an opportunist, and Trump is out for Trump. That's exactly who he's out for. Right? Trump is out for Trump. So the FBI says that they visited. The FBI says that they visited these extremists. They visited them. Hey, look at here. Look at that beard. Carl, you like that beard, don't you, right there?
All right. Well, good morning. I hope you can hear me okay here. I guess it's 11:30. Man, it's early. I've been up since early this morning, so I guess you get a lot done when you're doing that. But just curious, if you can hear me okay on here, whenever you get on here, that has decided that he is going to support the decriminalization of homosexuality, you know, around the world. I mean, that sounds like a progressive Democrat policy, not a conservative Republican policy, right? That's what it's supposed to be, right? I mean, wow. It's just so shocking. Not really. It's really not that shocking, because I kind of told you that we were getting trumped a long time ago. That's exactly what was going to happen, that we were going to get trumped by Donald Trump. Because, see, here's the thing, okay? By the way, there's like 8 feet of snow out here. So it's a crazy day. Anyway, but we got a crazy snowstorm going on. It's just done nothing but nonstop snow since this morning. But anyway, you know, we were told that...
I have no idea what happened to that little globe microphone. That was me 40 pounds heavier.
This is the conservative pick. And he's actually the evangelical pick, where all these evangelicals are so absolutely 100% excited about this guy. You got that Robert Jeffries, you know, jumping up and down all excited and... And, you know, he's like,
man, if anybody believes Lynn Wood, you got issues. If you believe Lynn Wood, please don't try to argue with me, because that guy is nuts. Unless that's the woman. I never can keep track of those two. I think it's the guy, isn't it? Isn't Lynn Wood the guy? He's the lawyer that got Nicholas Sandelman off or whatever. Right. Yeah, that guy right there, Lynn Wood, is an absolute nut. Okay? He's there. He's another cartoon character that's up there to try to make anybody that has any common sense look like an absolute fool. That's what Lynn Wood is there for, okay? Plain and simple.
You know, supporting everything Trump does and acts like Trump is like the next prophet. And
really? So you think Lynn Wood calling for the execution of Mike Pence is not crazy? Saying that Mike Pence ought to be executed is not absolutely nutty insane?
And, you know, it's really sad because these pastors, I believe, in some ways that are not honest about this, they're leading people astray. When a man does something wrong like that, you got to deal with that. When he's promoting, you know, wickedness, you got to tell the truth about that. And some of these pastors, they don't want to tell the truth about that. They don't want to admit that that's what's going on. And I think that's dangerous. Pastors have a responsibility when something like that happens to deal with that. And when they don't, they're, you know, it's not good. It's not good at all. It leads people astray. It leads people to follow these people, you know, in wrongdoing, actually, you know. So we need to be careful about that. I mean, in this article that I read, or I looked at and I read a little bit of it, it really didn't bear reading a whole lot of it, but he's got this, like, here we have this man that is hired now to basically push throughout all the world decriminalizing homosexuality. Now, here's what's strange about that. Let me share something with you that's really strange about that. Because it used to be the Christians that were against homosexuality. Now it's going to be made to look like some extreme Muslim position that is against homosexuality.
Hey, the Trump administration pushed homosexuality more than any other administration, and definitely more than any other Republican president ever did. Right? Yep. And all of you Trumpsters voted for it. You voted for the most pro-homosexual president ever. His platform to decriminalize homosexuality and to promote homosexuality, and you Trumpsters got trumped. Either you got trumped or you agree with the platform. So let me ask you, do you agree with that, or did you get trumped? What are you asking proof for? What proof do you want, Kevin Wright? I'd love to give you some truth. They got trumped. They were bewitched. You respectfully disagree with what? Okay, here we go. Let's do it. Right now, let's do it. Okay. Hang on.
President Trump is the most pro-gay president in American history. I can prove it. My name is Rick Grinnell. I'm America's first openly gay cabinet member. As a United States senator, Joe Biden said gay people couldn't receive security clearances because we would be a security risk. Joe must have been terrified when Donald Trump appointed me as acting director of national intelligence. The fact that I'm gay didn't even faze Donald Trump. Joe Biden certainly didn't congratulate the appointment or even acknowledge it. But his silence was deafening. President Trump has done more to advance the rights of gays and lesbians in 3 years than Joe Biden did in 40 plus years in Washington. For four decades, Joe Biden has attacked the LGBT community. As a U.S. Senator, Biden supported Don't Ask, Don't Tell and the Defense of Marriage Act. Biden voted to cut off federal funds to any school that teaches acceptance of homosexuality. Biden said again and again that he was against marriage equality.
Senator, do you support gay marriage?
No.
Marriage is between a man and a woman.
And now?
Amen!
Well, now that we've made progress, Joe Biden has changed his mind. I know firsthand that President Trump is the strongest ally that gay Americans have ever had in the White House. Donald Trump...
This is so gay.
...is the first president in American history to be pro-gay marriage from his first day in office. President Trump knew I was gay when he appointed me to one of the most prestigious and powerful ambassadorships in the world. As ambassador to Germany, President Trump fully supported...
Wait, Sarah, are you denying all this? This is like right in front of your face. Would you admit that I was right? Sarah, Bella, will you admit that I was right? This is his gay cabinet member saying that President Trump and proving with facts that Trump was the most pro-gay president ever. This is his man. Will you admit that what I presented to you is correct, factual, and true?
Supported our fight to crush the homophobic and barbaric Islamic terrorist organization Hezbollah and the Iranian regime that supports them. While President Trump was denying the homophobic regime money, the Obama-Biden team was giving them billions of dollars. Joe Biden not only...
No, Sarah. No, that's not what I asked you, Sarah. I asked you if what I said to you was correct. Because I have two Trumpsters on here right now that are literally so hypnotized and bewitched that you can't admit the evidence that is right in front of you. I'm very concerned for you if you can't see this. This is his ambassador that was in his cabinet that's pro-homosexual. This is. I mean, I'm not making this up. This is his man saying this. From his own cabinet, a homosexual.
Only admits it. He says he'll do it again if elected president.
I would reinstate the Iran nuclear deal.
President Trump began a historic campaign to decriminalize homosexuality around the globe at the United Nations, where he publicly challenged the 69 countries.
Wait, what don't you agree with here? I'm sorry, but I really feel like you're in trouble because you're being dishonest. What don't you agree with here concerning him being the most pro-sodomite president ever? I'm not trying to bash anybody that voted for Trump. What I'm saying is I'm not going to let you lie about it. That's who that guy is.
To make being gay a crime, to change their laws.
My administration is working with other nations to stop criminalizing
of homosexuality.
Gays and lesbians can be put to death in 9 countries just for being who we are. So why did Joe Biden fail to make this issue a priority in his more than 40 years in Washington? He's never answered this question. This is why I believe we need President Trump in office for another 4 years. And I'm certainly not the only one. There are millions of patriotic gay Americans who are sick of being told to sit down and shut up by those who want to control us. Those who are afraid of our voice.
Those I want you to sit down and shut up. I really do. And it's not fear. It's like disgust. It's nasty. It's vile. It's disgusting. God hates it. And our nation's being destroyed because of it.
Those who want to keep equality a partisan issue. They tell us our opinions don't matter because we don't subscribe to their groupthink. They try and bully us into silence. But in my experience, proud gay people don't like to be silent. They like to be loud. Yesterday's champions of diversity.
Wow. Okay. I want all of you to see this. I want all of you to see this on here. The 122 people. And anybody who looks at this. I want you to understand. This right here is Trump. This here is Trump love derangement syndrome, okay? Sarabella is making an excuse and siding with Trump over the Bible and homosexuality. She is. She absolutely is, and I want everyone to see this because you're the reason I'm doing this video. You're the reason I'm doing this. Do you understand? Do you understand that this is the reason why? It's not for people who voted for Trump. It's that people that won't be honest about the word of God. My friends, you're in trouble. That is an idol. When you can't say that's wicked as hell. I'm telling you. That, do you see? Do you see? You're trying to understand why it's wicked as hell that the evangelicals voted in the most pro-sodomite president ever? Man, that ought to scare you. Man, that ought to scare you. Whatever. Whew. Man, I'm telling you. By the way, that was 2019 that I said that. That video came out in 2020. Now you see.
Reality or anything like that. Well, first of all, what is it in our business to go into somebody else's country, you know, in that sense and tell them they have to like something wicked? You know, you got to like something evil. If you don't like it, well, then there's something wrong with you guys. And we're going to, you know, you got to decriminalize this. You got to fill your country with wickedness. You know, you got to fill your country with evil, which, by the way, those that are true Christians know that homosexuality is wicked and God hates it. It's vile and disgusting, and you'll burn in the lake of fire. There's no such thing as a practicing homosexual being a saved person. That's a lie from the pit of hell. But it's being made to look like an issue of extremity now that people are against it. And that's what's going on. I mean, the log cabin Republicans, which are a bunch of homosexuals, they supported Trump. It was like, yeah, that's great. Good for you.
By the way, don't you think it's funny that is that? Do you see why I think all of them are like cartoon characters? All of them are like cartoon. How is it? Well, because Trump was this bombastic, crazy, waving his arms around WWE wrestler. Crazy New York big man talker, right? Okay? And then Pence is supposed to be this conservative, fixture, quiet, against homosexuality. And he's part of an administration that was the most pro-sodomite administration ever. Wow.
You know, for doing this and all this stuff. And I'm telling you, all he's doing this for is to build a base. It's so disingenuous. He's doing it to just build a stronger voting block for the next election. So he knows that that's an issue now that most Republicans have caved on, you know, and a lot of evangelicals are even caving on that. You know, the Southern Baptist Church, some of them, you know, are caving on homosexuality. They are caving on it now, and they are saying, you know what? It's not that big of a deal anymore. You know, you could be saved and be a homosexual, and you could be saved and be a lesbian. You could be...
Really, Sarah... You asked the question, was Trump not supposed to hire anyone who was homosexual? This, I mean, if this isn't the most, I mean, this right here, what you're seeing. This, what you're seeing. This is that defense. So, I mean, it's like, why even vote for a pretend Christian that pushes homosexuality then? Why vote for him? Why? If it's okay, if it's all okay and it's all good, then why? Okay, so he should be, so Sarabella, what you're saying is that a Christian, a man that calls himself a Christian as a president should go all over the world and force other nations to decriminalize homosexuality. Is that what you're saying, Sarah? Man, I'm so glad that she came on here today. I don't even know if it's a real woman. I don't even know who it is. I don't know what it is. It could be a dude. I don't know. But I'm going to tell you something right now. Whatever Sarah is, whatever she is, and whatever she's representing or that thing is representing, whatever it is the perfect example of why I'm doing this video. It is absolute worship that those people are. They worship Trump. And you'll never get me to believe differently. They absolutely are taken. Taken. Bewitched by it. Just the way it is. I'm sorry, it's just the way it is. You see it so plainly, and it's just the way it is. So, unfortunately, there's going to be people out there that they're going to be like that. And they can't. You know, they can't get around it. They're so stuck on Trump that they can't admit when wrong is wrong and right is right. Wow. Wow. Sarah, I don't believe you believe that. I think you believe that Trump's the next great prophet. That's what I think you believe. But whatever. I get so frustrated with people like that. In fact, you know what? See ya. I'm sorry, because I cannot handle the disingenuousness. I can't handle it. It's just too much. It's too much. It's so disingenuine. And I would really, 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 really be concerned. And I'm just not going to respond to it anymore. It's just, it's not worth responding to anymore. It just isn't. Because they, whatever it is, the truth won't, it just, they won't accept it. They'll make every excuse. They'll make every excuse. Okay? Here's another thing that I said on my Facebook page, and I'll show you. Okay, we're not going to have a Hebrew roots argument on here. We're not going to do that. No, Sarah didn't delete her messages. I cut her off because I'm not going through that. Okay. I said this, every bit of socialism that Biden is about to do was more than likely done by Trump first. Number one, socialized payments to people. Check, Trump did it. Locking down the country. Check, Trump did it. Three, shutting down the economy. Check, Trump did it. 2 weeks to slow the spread. I told you you're not, I told you we're not having that argument here. Four, promoting LGBTQ. Check, Trump did it. But also, he killed the individual mandate. Why was that a big deal that Trump killed the individual mandate and it looked like a great thing? Well, because, see, everybody was excited that the individual mandate was done and because it bankrupted the Obamacare program. But here's the problem. The problem is that once they did that, they never redid it. Bye, Tanya. Nice Jezzy attack. See, that's that Jezebel attack that comes in there. Wow, I'm just coming on. I'm just coming on here to give my little Jezebel assault thing and then leave. Well played, Jezebel. Well played. All right. So what did he do when he did that? What happened with Trump when he did that? Well, he bankrupted the system and never replaced it. What happened? By the way, the one thing that I do know for sure is that I make a lot of women mad at me. And when they have that Jezebel spirit, they absolutely hate a bold preacher. They absolutely hate me speaking out and talking frank and straightforward. They don't like it at all. But you have to understand that that doesn't bother me. That won't change me. That doesn't push me and to get me to stop, like in the least bit. It just doesn't. But anyway, guys, so here's the thing. They bankrupted that system and never replaced it. So now a liberal's going to come in. And what is Biden going to do and all these other liberals going to do when they get a hold of it? Well, they're going to play the other side. And they're going to double down on the socialism now. Because now those liberals can say it's all bankrupt. So now what are they going to do? It's going to be worse. I'm telling you, it's going to be worse. Well, Justin Jones, I'm sorry for that, that you can't get back the few seconds you wasted listening to me. But let me tell you what. You may not like my view on Trump, and that's okay. That's okay. But nothing you said proved it wrong. Nothing. At all, period. Proved it wrong. And you're going to find out that the things that Trump did, they're going to come back to haunt us. And the evangelicals that voted and the evangelicals that pushed it and all those other things, you're going to find out. Because it's going to be bad. It just is. It's not going to be good. And I do absolutely believe that most of them are in on it together. And I don't believe that Trump's a victim. I do not believe that. Okay, let's see here. I'm waiting for a video to come, and I don't know if it's going to make it. The deep state is supposed to be a shadow government that controls everything, which is real, but they never identify who that actually is. Okay? Who that deep state actually is. But when you look at, like, that's true, Betty. When you look at all the people that are surrounded by Trump that claim to be Christians, they're all phony Christians. But you're supposed to believe that he's real in the midst of a bunch of phonies and that he's good for Christianity, that he's good for the nation and everything else? Let's see. Again, most of these people are designed. Let's go to some scripture here. That's what we're going to go to. If we don't have time for that video, that's okay. I'll probably have more time to talk about it anyway some other time. But let's remember some things here, what the Word of God says. And I know we didn't have a lot of scripture throughout this because a lot of it was just, well, you know, in the videos that I did. I talked about a lot of scripture in those videos already. Let's see. I'm very sensitive to fakes. I'm very sensitive to being deceived by those which are almost real. Which, in my opinion, Trump isn't even almost real. He's like some cartoon character or some WWE character. All right? And what shocks me is independent Baptist pastors backing Trump and like thinking he's for them and he's on their side while Paula White's laying hands on him and she's his spiritual advisor. I just don't get that great disconnect there. But it reminds me of Constantine and Eusebius's man crush on him. So when I look at it, when I see it, I don't buy it. I don't buy their schemes and their plans. Okay? Let's read this scripture, then I think my video is going to be ready, okay? And then we'll finish it out with that video. And no marvel. Let's back up. For such are false apostles, deceitful workers, transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ. And no marvel, for Satan himself is transformed into an angel of light. Therefore, it is no great thing if his ministers also be transformed as the ministers of righteousness, whose end shall be according to their works. I hate bringing sometimes some of this stuff to people because I know all I'm going to get is flack for the most part. But I appreciate you that want the truth. I do appreciate it. I should have that video here pretty soon. But anyway, the Bible warns us of those almost fakes, right? And I told a lot of people, I see a lot of 50 to 70-year-old men. And a lot of those 50 to 70-year-old men, they almost have this like weird, eerie man crush on Trump. And it's weird. And I look at him and I just don't. I get why they appreciate some of the things he's done. I appreciate some things. But I know also tying yourself to a man like that and tying your ministry tying your ministry to a man like that is dangerous. It just is. And I don't trust a lot of politicians. I've seen them. I've seen what they do. I see what they stand for. I see the delusion of the pro-life movement. It's an absolute delusion. And you know what? I think I need to do a video on that and really expose the pro-life movement. How the pro-life movement is absolutely fake, phony, and it's like the medical industry in that sense that the medical industry profits off of people being sick. And the pro-life movement makes money off babies being killed. There you go. And look at the top of all the pro-life movement. Who are they? Catholics. Roman Catholics. I'm sorry, Peter. I won't leave your generation out. Let's see here. Let's play a song while I'm waiting here. Oh, there it is. Let's see if I can get this.
You got trumped. Lock her up. 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 You got trumped. Because you got trumped.
The forgotten men and women of America will be forgotten no longer. That is the heart of this new movement and the future of the Republican Party. People came to vote, and these people, the media, they said, where are they coming from? What's going on here? These are hardworking, great, great Americans. These are unbelievable people who have not been treated fairly. Hillary called them deplorable. They're not deplorable.
Who would have thought that a word was going to play so badly? That's the problem in politics. One wrong word and it's over. She also said irredeemable, but we won't mention it.
You got trumped because you got trumped.
That was funny, Andrew. Oh, man. Anyway, that was Andrew having fun. Let's see here. Oh, man. Let me see. That's the one that, yeah, that's, I opened that one. Yep. There we go. Anyway, that was funny. Yeah. Anyway. So there we go. All right. That was a trip down memory lane, down the Trump train lane there. And to remind you of exactly what we said before. There's more. I mean, if you go back and listen to my sermon on the Hegelian dialectic, if you go back and listen to that, well, you'll definitely get an earful. That's for sure. And you'll remember that you were warned about it. You know, that I kind of told you that it was going to happen, right? But anyway. And I think that you know, I think that basically you got to come to the grips with that yourself. And I think you're going to see, when you look at the material that I brought to you today, just about the Fox News article that was there, not Fox News, but it was reported on Fox News, but NBC reported it, that they had found, or that the FBI had went and seen those people before. It's all part of the plan. Trust the plan, deplorables. If you like what I've done so far, hang on, deplorables. You're going to love my next act. I'm sorry, but that is just the goofiest thing ever for people to believe that nonsense. Anyway, so that didn't make people happy, I'm sure. But I warned them. There's more. You know, there's a video. Actually, man, I should go. I gotta go. I could keep going. There's another one. Another video that I... Actually, it's kind of funny. It was the Lock Her Up one. But let me see here. Let me see. I might play this for you. I think I will. If you're going to hang on, see if I can find it here. Wow. Let's see. Hang on. Let me see if I can find it. Give me a second. Wow, people get mad at me. There's so many I hate Jason Cooley videos on here. It's ridiculous. Oh, wow. I forgot about this one. I couldn't even find it. Look at this one. Continuing on with the Trumped Chronicles, you got Trumped. Trump Care versus Obamacare. Wow. That bill was so bad that you couldn't get conservatives or liberals to jump on board that bill. Trump Care, that is. You were told that, hey, I'm going to run in and I'm going to change everything. And I'm going to pass a new law and we're going to repeal and replace Obamacare. So everybody was ready to repeal and replace Obamacare. But what happened? Nothing. That's what happened. You got trumped. So Trump puts together with the House leader, Ryan, puts together this Trump Care bill that's supposed to be better, right? It's supposed to be better, and it's the same. It's just as awful. It's just as horrendous as Obamacare. There was nothing any better about it. I mean, Rand Paul came out against it. Why did Rand Paul come out against it? Why? Because it was junk. You want to know how you know you got trumped? Here's how you know you got trumped. During Obama's administration, a repeal and replace Obamacare bill was passed 60 times by the House. Why did you have to rewrite the bill? You already had one to replace it 60 times. So why did you have to have this new bill written and drafted and gone through all these other committees? Wait, no, you just took a bill already before and you already put it forward and it was passed the House 60 times. But you know what those dirty dogs knew? They knew that Obama wouldn't sign that bill. But guess what? How come Trump never got on and said, hey, everybody, give me the same bill and I'll pass it today? He didn't request that. Rand Paul said, why don't you use the same bill? Others of the House and Senate said, hey, why don't you just use the same bill? Nobody else wanted to be the adult in the room except Rand Paul. And he's the one that said, hey, let's go with the same bill. The Heritage Foundation said, hey, let's go with the same bill. We already wrote it. It's already there. It's already been written. It's perfect. It replaces, it repeals, whatever. It does what it needs to do. It'll get rid of Obamacare. Why didn't he do it? Because you got trumped. It's a big game. Do you really think that these people were trying to stop anything? You got the Republicans and the Democrats. Were they really trying to do anything? Was Trump really trying to get that bill passed? Was he really trying to push that bill through? Well, his bill was awful. Ryan Care, Trump Care, who cares? Okay? Whatever it was awful. But you know what happened? Nothing. Just like Roe v. Wade, just like abortion, just like all the other things, what happens? Nothing. Why? Why does anything happen? Because they don't want it to happen. It's a game. Listen, all they had to do was use the same bill, but they knew that people would be like, well, sign it, Trump. And Trump wasn't going to sign it. So what'd they do? They played this game. Nothing but a game. Just a big game. And now nobody passed the bill. And now I'm moving on. Moving on to what? Are you serious? You have a Republican Congress, a Republican Senate, and a Republican president. And you didn't pass the same bill that you put forward a few months ago. Listen, people, wake up. You got trumped. Why didn't they put the same bill there? Why didn't they just give it to him? Nothing changed? Hand it to him. Here you go. They passed it 60 times. Why couldn't they pass it again? Because they didn't want to. Because it's a game. Trump didn't request the same bill. Why didn't he? Because he knew that it would pass and it would replace Obamacare. That's not what he's out after. He's done nothing different, folks. Nothing. Except run around and honk a horn. Beep, beep. Or honk, honk. Whatever you want to call it. He hasn't done anything any different. He's talking about building a wall. How come you can't get the Republican House and the Republican Senate and a Republican president to pass the same bill that they had 2 or 3 months ago? Because they don't want to, folks. It's a game. It's a scam. It's not real. They're two birds of the same feather. And they're going to do nothing for the American people. Because they don't want to. It's all a scam. When you're going to wake up and figure out that's a Hegelian dialectic, that's all it is. It's just nothing but the Hegelian dialectic. It's a back and forth toss and nobody's getting anything done. No, it's a show. You got trumped. Just admit it. Look at the facts and realize you got trumped. Because he's no different. He's the same. This is just another example, the healthcare disaster, that they could have just passed the same bill and they didn't want to. I hope you wake up and not fall for the same trap again.
Well, man,
Wasn't that something, huh? I am trying to find this last one here. Let me see if I can find it on my phone here. Give me a second here. And I'll let you go. You guys are probably like, can we go? Let my people go, right? Probably wanting me to get out of here. You're probably sick of hearing from me. You're all probably mad at me. You're like, I don't want to talk to this guy anymore. Get him out of here. Let's see. Give me a second here. Where is that video? It's like the video disappeared. That's so weird. I just played that video. Huh. Man, that's weird. Let me see. Let me see if he can send it to me real quick. Let's see here. You weren't listening in 2017, huh? Yep, health insurance, death insurance. All right, let's see here. Let me play a song for you, and I'm going to try to find this video. I really want to find this video because it really kind of sums it all up. If I can find it. Wow, how many people have gotten mad at my broadcast and they go and they do a video about me? Wow, that's crazy stuff, man. It's weird going back to these videos and seeing all these people. Oh, by the way. Look at this. Here's another one. I'm not going to play this video for you, but here's another one. Trump wants his own news network. Let's see how that plays out. Let's see how that plays out. That was November 27th, 2018. Let's see how that plays out. All right. Where is that video at? I just watched that video. Let's see. Well, I guess I can't find it. I had it somewhere. Let's see. Let me see here. Well, I can't find it. I don't think I'm going to find it. Let's see. And that's okay. Oh, here it is. Now I found it. Here it is. I want to close with this right here. This was right after Trump was elected. Okay? This is right after Trump was elected.
All right, Pastor Cooley here. I cannot help it. I have to come to you and say this because it is just like unbelievably predictable. And I really hate to say I told you so, but God's people have got to be smarter than what they are. Okay? They just have to be. They really have to wake up. I'm coming to you from the Southern Command, deep behind enemy lines in Texas. With Big Jim. Big Jim.
Hello.
Okay. Anyway. So, and Grandpa Cooley in the back.
Chad.
All right. Now, listen. You got trumped. They ought to have one of those little things like they do. You got mail. They should have that every time you see one of those Trump videos. You got trumped. Because you got trumped. Kelly Conaway, Donald Trump's campaign manager. Listen to what she says. Remember all these videos and all these campaign stops, and it's lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, and they're all going nuts, just like it is like when Hacksaw Jim Duggan threw up the 2x4 and said, USA, USA, USA. Yeah, all you have to do is chant and people are dumb and they just follow it because they don't even know what's going on. Yeah. Okay, now I know this is going to sound mean to some of you, but that's okay because you got to start waking up and using the brain that God gave you.
Amen.
Okay, this guy was not going to lock her up because he's a tag team partner with her. They're all on the same team.
That's right.
All right? They are not going to lock her up. Okay, that's not going to happen. And when all the hillbillies from down in Texas and everywhere else were screaming, I'm sorry, Brother Jim, but when all of them were screaming, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, and I'm like, yeah, right, yeah, right, yeah, right, ain't going to happen, ain't going to happen, ain't going to happen. Because it isn't. Why? Because they're all on the same team. Oh, he's an outsider. Give me a break. You got trumped. That's what happened to you, okay? Face it. And this is just going to be like a picture of the future. I know Baptist preachers that preach against the New World Order that don't even know better. You seriously? Did you do any research on all, or did you just listen to somebody's campaign speech? All you did was listen to somebody's campaign speech. They're not going to lock her up. You know what her campaign manager said? With a female appeal. And this is how slick Trump is. This is how much of a stinking psycho he is, okay? He goes out there and he sends his campaign manager out there for her to say this. The president-elect wants to help Hillary Clinton heal. What? Heal? Heal from what?
Yep.
Are you insane? She needs to heal. No, she needs to go to prison.
I am.
She's a wicked, murdering devil. Yep. Are you kidding me? Seriously, she needs to heal.
He's going to drain the swamp.
He's going to drain the swamp.
Yeah.
Oh, he's such a good guy. Listen, he's tremendous. He's super tremendous. And we're going to build a wall. And that wall is going to be a big, beautiful, big, huge, big, beautiful wall. It's going to be big. It's going to be so big and so huge, huger than huge, huge. That's what it's going to be. Tremendous. That's what it's going to be. Folks, listen to me. You got to stop falling for this, okay? I could have told you the plot of this, and I did try to tell you the plot of this, but a lot of people didn't listen. But I could have told you the plot to this just by showing you the average WWE episode from back in the 90s when I used to watch it. That's what I could have done, and I could have showed you exactly what the plot was going to be. Donald Trump comes out like a bad guy at first, okay, and he's a Democrat, and then he switches and he turns babyface. See, babyface is when wrestlers turn, and they turn to good, and they put on a babyface, and then everybody likes them. Donald Trump just turned on a babyface on you, and he just acted like he was good, but in the meantime, he's still the same old wicked devil he always was. He just wanted to get in and get in good with people and do that. See, that's called a babyface. That's just same. All that is same old, same old psychological warfare. And people's minds are like, yeah, he really wants to go after Clinton. He's really good. How can you go after people that you like party with and you hang out with? Mm-hmm. I mean, how do you go after those people? You don't. The first thing he says was, I'm just gonna let Hillary, we need to help her heal. Heal from what? What? What is there to heal from? She was a really bad criminal. She's a nasty woman. Nasty. He said nasty woman. Nasty, nasty woman. Until the day he got elected, and then what happens? Well, then he switches. And then automatically those...
By the way, look at this. This is November 22nd, 2016.
Bad guys become good guys. Haven't you ever watched wrestling back when you were a lost, wicked, hellbound sinner like I was? Didn't you ever watch that? I mean, you could watch it like they'd be like the worst guys ever, and all of a sudden they'd hit somebody in the back of the head with a Halliburton or jump off the top rope and drop an elbow in somebody's head, and they were automatically a good guy, and everybody loved him. That's what Trump did. That's what he did. He's a master at psychological warfare. Now... Go listen to the two sermons, that one, and then listen to that one. You'll learn some things from it. I'm a lot nicer in the radio show than I am. That is because born again Christians here that are Baptist pastors and everything else that are supposed to know better and think Donald Trump is the answer. Why? Because he's gonna kill the moose lambs. You know them moose lambs? He's gonna kill them moose lambs. Why do you want to see people die? Why don't you want to see them saved?
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I mean, seriously, you think that those Muslims are more dangerous? This is nothing more than Vietnam,
yep.
The war against drugs,
Korea,
the war on terror, Korea, and everything else. Build up the boogeyman, problem, reaction, solution. It's all it is. It's all it is. Very simple. Snap out of it. Use your Bible. Wake up and see that Donald Trump is a wicked, corporate, fascist man. That's all he is. And stop trying to look for a Muslim to kill and start looking for one you could preach to.
Amen.
That's right.
That's what you need to be doing. Those people need to be saved. All right? All those illegal Mexicans that are coming over the border, they need to be saved.
Amen.
They need the gospel of Jesus Christ. They need to be born again by the Spirit of God and the power of God in their lives. They need saved. I'm not saying there's not something that people need to do about it or government needs to take care of. Yeah, obviously we understand that. But still and yet, the Christian... What are we supposed to have on our minds? The gospel of Jesus Christ. Yeah, you're all afraid of a bunch of Muslims. That means you're not trusting God at all. Amen. I believe in self-defense like everybody else is. But you know what? You are afraid of Muslims, which means you are not trusting God. You are not trusting Him. Because if you were trusting God, then you wouldn't be afraid, and they wouldn't have played on your emotions and on your fears. He played with your emotions with Hillary and said he was going to, lock her up, nasty woman, lock her up. And then all of a sudden, oh, she's a great person. I don't want to hurt her. I don't want to hurt those two. So you're not going to, you said you were going to get the attorney general to, your attorney general investigator, but you're not going to? No, he's not going to. So now what's next? What's next? What else is he going to break? I mean, he hasn't even been elected yet, and he's already broken his promises. Why? Well, because he's a politician and his lips are moving. That's why.
That's right.
His lips are moving. He's lying. That's how that works. Especially an American politician. And we can go on and on and on and on. And I don't have time to keep going, but I'm going to tell you something right now. These people don't care about you. They only want to make money and they want to make their fortunes bigger and they don't care. How do you know that? Well, because Social Security is always in trouble, but their pay is never in trouble. The $200,000 to $300,000 a year that they all make, it ain't never in trouble. How come it ain't never in trouble? How come their health care ain't in trouble? Why don't they have the same health care you have? You were forced to have. I'll tell you why. Because they're a bunch of devils, that's why. Wake up. Snap out of it. None of them are good. Crooked. If they are good, they get pushed out. Or they get marginalized and they get destroyed. That's what happens. That's how it works. If a campaign's real, they don't make it. Look at Ron Paul. His platform is real. Whatever the guy did wrong, he did wrong. But his platform is real. And guess what happened? Out. Rand Paul. I don't agree with a lot of Rand Paul said, but he was the only adult on the stage. Okay? And nobody wanted to hear from the adult. Again, I don't agree with everything he said, but nobody wanted to hear from the adult. Why? He was an adult. He spoke like a man. We have real problems that we need to take care of. This is the solution to it. Nobody wanted to talk about those things. Nobody at all. Anyway, all right, just a quick note. You got trumped. Don't fall for it again. Next 4 years, they're going to stroke up the fear again. Get you to vote. Don't fall for it.
Oh! Listen to the last end of that. It's predictable. I'm not any different than any other man. I'm worse than a lot of other men. But let me tell you something. When you can see patterns and you can see them there, you can't ignore them. They're there right in front of you. Look, let me tell you something in closing. I've been fooled before. I don't like it. I've been tricked before. I don't like it. I've been deceived before and I don't like it. And I had to repent of things and get right with God. And I've been wrong before and I've had to get right. I'm not better than anybody else and I don't think I am. But truth is truth and we got to proclaim it. Anyway, all right, I'm getting out of here. I got to go do some praying and some walking, and then I got to get home, and I got to cut up a deer tonight that I don't have finished yet. I got to get home and get some stuff done. But anyway, God bless you all. You take care, and you know, it's just the way it goes. So you take care and pray for us. Pray for our ministry. Pray for the Lord to bless our church. Pray for the Lord to continue to provide for us and meet our needs. If you want to donate to our ministry, you can go to our sermonaudio.com page. Let's see here. Let me see if I can. I'll pull that up here real quick. Go there. Go to our Sermon Audio, Old Paths Baptist Church. sermonaudio.com/PastorCooley. You can go there. You can click the give button there. You can send us PayPal if you'd like to salvationpreacher@gmail.com or to PastorCooley@iCloud.com. If you want to email me, if you have any questions, concerns, you hate my guts or whatever the case may be, PastorCooley@iCloud.com or any of those other things, any of those other ones there. But anyway, pray for us. And the Lord bless you and be with you. And we'll see you, Lord willing, on Wednesday. God bless.